Everybody listen up. Here we're shooting another scene of action frame. Now get to your position. Lighting? Ready! Camera?
Yeah.
Figurants?
Clear!
Okay, 3, 2, 1, action!
Hi everybody, welcome to today's Action Frames. This is Vian, together with Chloe. We are here to present you with the latest info express.
Hi fellas, Chloe's here for you, and I miss you guys so much. Today, we are going to introduce two sensational and up-to-date films to you, Kingsman: The Secret Service and Furious 7.
Kingsman: The Secret Service is a spy action comedy film directed by Matthew Vaughn and based on the comic book The Secret Service, created by Dave Gibbons and Mark Miller. The screenplay was written by Vaughn and Jane Goldman, and the film included Colin Firth, Samuel L. Jackson, Mark Strong, Taron Egerton, and Michael Caine.
The film follows by the recruitment and the training of a potential secret agent, Gary Axie Unwin, into a secret spy organization. Axie joins a mission to tackle a global threat from Richmond Valentine, a wealthy eco-terrorist.
This new film of Matthew Vaughn premiered at Bat Nam A Son on 13 December 2014 and was theatrically released in the United Kingdom on 29 January 2015. It received positive reviews and has grossed over $295 million worldwide. Matthew Vaughn directed X-Men First Class years ago.
Yeah, and due to this film, Colin Firth recently started an English gentleman fever among the WeChat moment, Weibo and other social media. He has been regarded as the representative of the English gentleman, succeeded in winning the fans' heart. Some fans claim that it was his elegant smile after killing bad guys in a calm and composed way in the film that made him definitely hot in the agent suit.
And here comes the even hotter serious movie, Furious 7. It is the sequel to the 2013 film Fast Furious 6 and the seventh and final installment in the Fast Furious film series. Furious 7 is the last film in which the spectacular actor Paul Walker took part in. Nevertheless, with the explosion of Paul's car accident, the handsome race driver in the series left us for good, which on the meanwhile causing a dilemma to the crew, since the movie had already been filmed 1 second.
Yeah, but fortunately, Paul got two brothers whom resemble him very much in appearance, that the crew eventually found a way out. Rest of the film was accompanied with the help from Cody and Claire Walker and the CGI technology. Thanks to the huge effect that the crew made, that we can reunite with Paul on the screen again.
The main actor Vin Diesel, Jason Statham, and Michelle Rodriguez has parachuted in Sanlitun, Beijing, on March the 26th, causing a tremendous chaos among the Chinese fans.
In this series, after defeating Owen Shawn and his crew, Dominic Toretto, Vin Diesel, Brian O'Connor, Paul Walker, and the rest of the crew are able to return to the United States and live normal lives again as they had wanted. However, Owen's old brother, Deckard Shawn, Jason Statham, is after Dom and his crew, seeking revenge for his brother's death and putting the entire crew in danger once more. After learning of Han's death, the crew sets out to find the man who have killed one of their own, before he finds them first. So, go to the theater on April 12th, check out what's really going on with Dominic and his bros.
Okay, that's all for today's Info Express. Next is Storyboard. Stay tuned. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Are you tired of the longest work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, my dearest friends. I'm Becky.
And I'm Sean. This is Storyboard broadcasting for you again. The movie to be introduced to you this time, The Theory of Everything, is a fabulous biography movie containing romance elements.
The Theory of Everything is the story of the most brilliant and celebrated physicist of our time, Stephen Hawking. Little was expected from Stephen Hawking, a bright but shiftless student of cosmology, given only 2 years to live following the diagnosis of a fatal illness of 21 years of age. He became galvanized, however, with the love of Jane Wilde, the art student he fell in love with while studying at Cambridge. He went on to be called the successor to Einstein, as well as a husband and father to their 3 children. As Stephen's body collapsed and his academic re-on scored, both of their lives was dramatically changed.
What a lot of accomplishments are achieved by James Bond. He brings such depth and beauty to life in a glimpse of Hawking's life. The biopic is adapted from the memoir by Jane Wilder. We're all familiar about the story of Stephen Hawking, his groundbreaking work, a brief history of time, and devastating disabilities prepared him irrevocably into the public consciousness and immortal fame. The few of us could understand the complexities of his personal life and feel the love and tenacity necessary to care for someone going through enormous physical struggles over time.
The Theory of Everything is not just a story about the science behind the beginnings of our universe, but the science of love and how life's challenges that we face every day shape us into who we are. The movie has an excellent pace and work well as a biographical one, and even better as a story of love and difficulties and sacrifices. The movie does not shy away from making Hawking a complex character, as well as Jane, showing both their positive and negative sides. I really like that the movie is able to shape them into fully well-rounded characters, despite the romance part of it. The score for it is tremendous, absolutely outstanding. It hits all the right marks, brings upon emotions right when you are on the verge of tears, leaving you in awe after a beautiful monologue, and finishes with a melancholy but very fitting turn. Because of these brilliant performances and masterful scripts, and direction will be just glued to the movie with captivation while watching.
The most touching detail was that Hawking had tears to be wiped away after viewing, which is sure to give you a sense of how genuine the film is. A beautiful story shows how limitless time and love are. The Theory of Everything, a real triumph. Now, let's get back in the 1960s in Cambridge and let your heart experience your life with Stephen Hawking.
Here is Becky.
And Sean, next is Flashback.
Enjoy the imitation of the film's lines and emotion.
Stay tuned.
Are you tired of a lonely's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action
Frames. Hi guys, this is Flashback. Today we're going to recall your memories of the movie The Theory of Everything, including the clips of Jane and Stephen's first dance, how Jane helped Stephen winding back the time, the misunderstanding of Jonathan, and the time when Jane and Stephen recall their whole story. Please enjoy.
Clip 1.
Do you dance, Stephen?
No, it's a phenomenon I'm happy to observe, but I can't imagine participating.
I absolutely agree. I mean, who would want to dance?
No, I'm serious, I don't dance.
No dancing, then?
You see how the man's shirt fronds and the bow ties, how they glow more than the dresses?
Yes.
Do you know why?
Why?
Tight.
The washing powder.
The fluorescence in the washing powder is caught by the UV light.
Why do you know that?
When stars are born, and when they die, they emit UV radiation. So if we could see the night sky in ultraviolet light, then almost all the stars would disappear, and all we'd see would be these spectacular births and deaths, and I reckon it would look a little...
like that?
Clip 2.
If Einstein's right, if general relativity is correct,
yeah,
then the universe expanding, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you reverse time, the universe would get smaller.
Alright.
So what if I reverse the process all the way back to see what happened at the beginning of time itself?
The beginning of time itself?
Yes. So the universe getting smaller and smaller, getting denser and denser, hotter and hotter.
You mean winding back the clock?
Exactly, winding back the clock.
Winding back the clock.
Is that what you're doing? Winding back the clock.
That is what I'm doing.
Well, keep winding. You've got quite a way to go. Keep winding.
I don't want to fall in.
If you want to get back to the beginning of time, you've got a long way to go. Keep winding until you get...
a singularity.
A space-time singularity. So the universe born from a black hole exploding.
Keep going.
Keep going what? before universe began.
No. Keep going. Develop the mathematics.
Clip 3.
We have the right to know, Jane. Know what? Whose child Timothy is? Stevens or Jonathan?
That's what you think of me. There's no way that Timothy could have any other father than Stephen. None.
Jonathan, please don't go.
I have to go. Everyone's talking.
So what does it matter?
It's difficult for me, because I'm just trying to help.
I know you're trying to help, and your help is valuable.
I think the best thing for me is if I just step back for now.
Please, Jonathan, we need you. The children need you. I need you. And Stephen needs you.
There are other things as well, Jane. I have feelings for you.
And I have feelings for you, too.
Clip 4.
Your glasses are always dirty.
Professor and Mrs. Hawking, Her Majesty the Queen.
Congratulations, my companion of honor. Not bad for an old liberal socialist.
Don't worry, you can decline the knighthood.
Thank you for today. It's all just been rather extraordinary though, hasn't it? What are you writing?
Look what we made.
Are you tired of the loneliest work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Friends.
Nice to meet you here, my dear audience. This is Action English. I am Sean.
Hello, everyone. I'm James. Perhaps you are still immersed in Biomax Q's face and the sound. However, I'm afraid you have to come out and study new phrases in the theory of everything. Cause this is a deeply moving film.
Agreed. Hawking is so funny and so strong mentally. I just couldn't control my tears.
Me too. And now we are to go into today's word.
Okay, the first part.
下面请听第一段原声。
Then why do you need this?
Because my finals exams are such a shambles.
Because my final exam is such a shambles. 因为我的期末考试考得一塌糊涂。
Shambles 做动词时可以表示蹒跚而行，脚步不稳；做名词时表示混乱、废墟或者屠宰场。一般情况下，表混乱的情况较多。在这里。Steven 想表达自己的期末考试十分糟糕，所以用这个。
举个例子吧，地震之后房屋的内部一团糟。The house's interior was an utter shambles after the earthquake。在这里用 shambles 就比 math 要高级一点，作为一个较高端词汇，掌握之后应该可以经常有用之地。
我们来听下一段原声。
Something to separate the men from the boys, the wheat from the chaff, the masons from the pie masons, the quarks from the quacks。
此处用了 the men from the boys, the wheat from the chaff 等四个对比动词，意在表达教授想要从学生之中筛选人才。
是的，举个例子吧，在学习工作生活中，我们常常会用到与众不同、比同类人更优秀之类的词语。那么你是否还在徘徊于 excellent 和 distinctive 等单调的词汇呢？下次试试这个吧， the wheat from the chaff。糟糠之中的小麦，鲜明而生动的对比就是这个小短语的亮点，会让人在乏味的词海中耳目一新。
No good, you're actually the wheat from the chaff.
Thank you, and let's 听听下一段。
Right.
What?
Can you whip on some Wagner?
Sort of.
Sort 做动词表示不讨厌，做名词表示讨厌，也表示讨厌的人。这个地方 sort of 表示讨厌的意思。嫌弃中丝毫不带交集，可谓是汉字必备的耍酷神句呢。
这个地方 Steven 睡在床上一整个白天， Brian 让他下床学习，他却让 Brian 帮他放点音乐。 Brian 对此时懒惰的 Steven 说出了嫌弃的 sold off， 既表现了 Brian 对 Steven 的不满，又说明两人关系很铁，就算说 sold off 也没关系。
这是神奇的短语啊，既然这么神奇，那我们来听听下一段延伸。
不，我还要举个例子。
Oh 你的 K Go 你的 On。
生活当中，当到了夜晚熄灯之后，你的室友也许还在用手机流量看着游戏、动漫、电视剧或者什么奇奇怪怪的东西，而且还开着外放，简直让人没法睡觉。
你说的是你的室友吧？
哎，这个时候你就可以说 Please don't be the chaff from the wheat，
We are gonna take lessons tomorrow.
喂，你说的是你的。
哎，这个时候他毫无动静，还在认认真真的影响大家睡觉，沉浸在个人世界里。你应该怎么说？
算了。
Good, you got it.
那个不要这么激动，我想你一定有这么一个事情。
为什么呀？
你看你明明在说早已有结果，却越说越激动，而且。
让我们来听下一段原声。
Light or dark?
Light or dark?
如此帅气的选择疑问，光明还是黑暗？
是的，这是个非常高大上的选择疑问。不过除了光明还是黑暗以外，还有个更常用的寓意。
哦，还有高端的隐身意。
是的，意思就是鸡胸还是鸡腿。
这下虽然如此残酷，
也许是因为不列颠的传统文化吧。英国人们认为鸡胸在上方接受轻盈空气的洗礼，而鸡腿在下方踩着神圣夯实的土地，所以才有这么一种说法。
那以后可以转一转，假装英国人喽。
哎，我想是可以的。
真棒！那么下一段呢？
来听听吧。
In a coma 在这里表示处于昏迷不醒的状态。coma 这个词偏医学化，本身就是昏迷的意思，所以 in a coma 算是比较正常的用法。
是的，但比起 unconscious 和 senseless 而言，就要显得更加专业而且高大上，是作文论文装逼混高端的一剂良药啊。
那么这个短语也没有太多要说的，我们继续往下前进，请听本期节目的最后一段原声。
He may not survive the journey.
Yes, he will.
He may not survive the journey. 这里指 Steven 有可能下不了手术台，也可能在手术过程中死亡。这里用了非常委婉而残酷的说法。
是的， survive 一词总与死亡相关，本身就让人感到胆寒，而 journey 则是将危险之物浪漫化了，比如一次手术、一次事故等等，都可以用这样的方法委婉地表示出也许会有生命危险，
或者有人逝去，也可以转换时态语态来进行委婉的陈述。
好的，接下来我们总结一下今天所学到的短语。
说
because my final exam is such a shambles， 因为我的期末考试考得一塌糊涂。
The wheat from the chaff，鹤立鸡群的人才。
Sort of 讨厌。
Light or dark 鸡胸还是鸡腿。
In a coma 昏迷不醒的状态。
May not survive the journey 可能死亡。
以上就是今天的 Action English 的全部内容。
I'm Sean and I'm James. See you next week.
I have thought of a lonely's work. Watch a movie, relaxWhat's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, my dear audience. I'm Clement. And we have Fino, Cynic, and Charles here with me.
Hi, I'm Fino.
And I'm Cynic.
This is Charles.
How's everything going? Have any new actor crush?
Not everyone's a fangirl like you, Fino.
Well, a bit of open joke won't hurt.
All right.
So today we're going to introduce rising star Eddie Redmayne.
Is it appropriate to call him a rising star now? For information, he's the latest Oscar-winning actor playing Stephen Hawking in A Theory of Everything. Born 6 January 1982, he's not only the second youngest to win Best Leading Actor, but also the first winner born in the 1980s.
He's become one of the hottest male stars now.
Yep, we can say that.
I also heard that he has an adorable nickname, right? Something like Freckles?
I love it when fangirls call him Freckles.
So, how about starting from that?
Love to. Eddie's a typical ginger, if not too offensive. He's got pale skin, reddish hair, and those cute freckles. Once in an interview with The Guardian, he said, Come February, the world will be sick of my face.
Eddie is like this, funny, opinionated, and self-deprecating to a degree rare among actors. Apparently, we will never talk shit about his appearance, ever.
Yes, he's the stinky face that earned him some great roles. If he's not being over-humbled by himself, his reddish hair in his reading is the reason that he was cast as Julian Moore's son in the peculiar incest drama Savage Grace.
Many believe that his generous feminine lips led to him having Angelina Jolie as a mother in Robert De Niro's The Good Shepherd.
Well, as for the films he's anticipated, do you remember which one of them inspired you to get to know Eddie Redmayne as an actor?
Well, it must be Les Mis, in which he showed his beautiful voice and substantial singing skills.
Me too. In this universally acclaimed musical film, Eddie Blake Marie, a handsome lad, joins the revolutionary association friends of the ABC and falls in love with Cosette. It's commonly acknowledged that Eddie brought out the complexity of the character.
Though lots of us get to know him through big screens, it was always about the theaters when his career began. At the beginning, he's so ignorant about the films that while shooting the other Bowling Girl, Scarlett Johansson compiled a whole list of the films he should watch. Luckily, after having been chastised by many co-actors, he's getting better and better.
Besides doing literary films, his achievements in theaters are so glorious that he can't afford to overlook.
He was named Outstanding Newcomer at the London Evening Standard Awards in 2004 for his performance in the play The Goat or Who is Sylvia. Oh, by the way, he beat Ben with Shaw in terms of the award. Ben was nominated for his debut Hamlet in the same year.
What's more, in 2009, Redmayne appeared in John Logan's new play, Red, at the Dormer Warehouse in London, for which he won the 2010 Olivier Award for Best Actor in a Supporting Role. He reprised his role in Red at the John Golden Theatre on Broadway in a 15-week run from March the 11th to June the 27th, 2010, and won the 2010 Tony Award for Best Performance by a Featured Actor in a Play.
The fact that Ben and Eddie both once portrayed King Richard II kind of stirred my curiosity. As you know, Ben was well known for playing tragic, romantic, and moral corrupted freaks, while Eddie describes his trajectory as bipolar. He's caught between the Elizabethans and the crazies. But certainly, he can also act his way through any time period, as he makes clear in Simon Curtis' film, My Week with Marilyn.
Yeah, even the sci-fi blockbuster Jupiter Ascending, ensured a creepy, whining villain who's been haunted by his mother issue a depth of personality.
Exactly. His performance is the only thing I find worth talking about in that film.
Well, harsh, but I agree.
Speaking of Eddie and Ben, I've got a lot to say about this spindly, dashing, talented young Englishman.
I bet you do.
Mm-hmm. As Eddie said, Andrew Garfield, Ben Whishaw, Benedict Cumberbatch and him have known each other quite a long time ago, way before their shooting into fame.
So it's not surprising to see Benedict applauding for Eddie when he was announced the best leading actor of the Academy Awards. I'm not denying the existence of competitive relation between them, but obviously they won't hold a grudge against each other's success.
No. They both played Stephen Hawking once, they're both nominees for Academy Awards, and more coincidentally, they were nominated in the same year. Such famousness.
It's quite sweet when you see these young foreign actors and actresses fighting each other in another country. In an interview with the Daily Beast, Eddie said, "There's a mutual support since you do feel a bit alien when you go over to stage to act in Hollywood. I'm grateful to have a great network of British actor friends."
Well, we can call them the new Brit Pack.
Sounds cozy.
Oh, here's another fun fact about Eddie. He modeled for Burberry in 2008 to 2012, according to his Wikipedia page.
Well, there's one thing I know for certain. He has great taste in food, despite that he's actually colorblind and can't tell red from green. It's said that every time before attending formal occasions, his newly married wife, Hannah Batchelor, will check the color and make sure he's dressing properly.
Wow, that's quite sweet.
Yeah, besides this mention more than once about his favorite color, it is called IKB, International Klein Blue. This kind of blue was created scientifically by French artist Yves Klein. He managed to return the luminosity of wet paint, thus ensured the colors being sublime and dumbfounding.
Wow, that's a bit beyond my depth.
Yeah, believe it or not, Eddie wrote 30,000 words on this pure electric blue in his dissertation, and never grew tired of it. He once said, "The pigment is staggering. It's amazing that the color can be so emotional. One can only hope to achieve that intensity in acting."
Maybe he has achieved that intensity by playing Stephen Hawking, and the world sort of acknowledges when Kate Blanchett handed the Oscar statuette to him. Want to know what he said on the podium?
Absolutely.
Thank you to the Academy. I don't think I'm capable of articulating quite how I feel right now, but please know this. I am fully aware that I am a lucky, lucky man. This Oscar... This Oscar... This belongs to all of those people around the world battling ALS. It belongs to one exceptional family, Stephen, Jane, Jonathan, and Hawking children. And I will be its custodian. And I will promise you I will look after him. I will polish him. I will answer his beck and call. I will wait on him hand and foot. But I would not be here were it not for an extraordinary troop of people. My staggering partner in crime, Felicity Jones. My ferocious and yet incredibly kind director, James Marsh. Working title, Focus, Lisa and Anthony, Nina, and my ingenious team of Dallas, Josh, Jean, Jason, Alan, Carl, Brittany, and Carrie and Pip. Now, finally, please, this is so extraordinary. I just want to thank my family and you, Hannah, my wife. I love you so much. We have a new fella coming to share our apartment. Thank you.
I can see why the official tweet of MTV said, "Can I give Eddie Redmayne the award for the cutest human ever now? He's just adorable."
You know what? I want to talk about him for the rest of my life, but the clock is ticking.
Oh, no way.
And it's time to wrap up today's Close Up. Hope you all have enjoyed it. I'm Clemens.
And I'm Fino.
I'm Sinek.
I'm Charles.
Stay tuned.
Are you tired of the loneliest work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hello, dear audience. Welcome to today's TikTok talk about the movie The Theory of Everything. I am Fino.
Hey, I'm Gabriella.
And this is Vian.
As an open topic today, Vian, before you see this movie, what did you expect the most in the movie?
Well, that's a rather straight question. Let me think. I think I was attracted to Dr. Hawking's early years.
Oh, the history.
Kind of. You know, everyone sees him as a tough and ingenious scientist. But what can we know about him other than in the scientific world is very poor and mostly comes from Wikipedia. So I was really intrigued to see him young and vivid.
Sounds like you really want to know about him. What about you, Gabriella?
Well, I guess I was interested by knowing his love life.
Oh, the romantic story.
Yeah. And I was really impressed by the director's way of telling the story, like how Stephen and Jane fell in love.
Oh, yes, that was lovely. Mysterious acquaintance at a party, romantic summer ball.
And remember, it all happened under the quaint 1970s Cambridge, England. So the costume together with the castle really formed a fairy tale like mood.
Of course. And since the movie was based on the book written by Jane Wilde, a real life heroine of the movie, many small details could be reviewed. Like the Hawking talked and behaved. And actually, the editor of the plot, Anthony McCartan, spent 3 years convincing Jane to make it into a movie, and 7 years after to make the movie come true. So everyone would know better about the greatest mind in wheelchair.
7 years? Wow.
I know. Such a wonderful work. It deserves an Academy Award, that's for sure.
Oh, he nearly did. But Gramore with the work of The Imitation Game was indeed a powerful competitor. He won the British Academy Film Awards, though.
What about other statuettes? Did the movie win any of them?
Absolutely. Eddie Redmayne, for his perfect portrait of Dr. Hawking in the movie, won the Academy Award for the Best Actor.
Eddie sure did a great job. In order to make the character convincing, he had to reflect Hawking's health condition in different times. He had to mimic every syndrome of ALS, the terrible disease that nails Hawking to his wheels.
But that would include precise control nearly every muscle of his body.
Yeah, that's how hard it was, and that's how hard he did.
You know Hawking loved the movie too?
I heard he was out of the movie.
He did, and according to the report, he even shed a few tears at the end of the movie.
I think it must have been a weird experience for him. After all, it's like watching the most painful memories of his life on a screen.
Yeah. I think that's exactly what happened.
Oh, you know what I mean.
I read his book like A Brief History of Time or The Universe in a Nutshell. It was hard to believe that such talented thoughts are formed in a body so weak, and I always wonder how tough it must be for him to accept a life like this. And the movie explained a lot. He could walk through his darkest days because he has been deeply loved.
That is well said.
Thank you.
In fact, the complicated relationships between Stephen, Jane, and Jonathan appears to me as well. How they love, fight, struggle, and understand. Love stories are always the best sellers.
Did you dig into this history before the movie?
No, of course not. Who would seek love stories from scientists?
Well, then I guess the movie must have changed that a little bit.
Yeah. I think the movie really shows that everyone could have the most beautiful stories and experiences. Even the brightest mind in the world could be puzzled by such things that humble us all in the emotional world.
That a great, brave man could have a sharp point in heart.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. If you have to choose between a healthy body, a promising career, and a loving relationship, which one would you pick first?
Well...
And remember that right now you have only one choice. Well, I think I could go with a healthy body, because healthy body is the base of everything, I think. And on the top of that, I can work hard for other things that matter.
Well, Dr. Hawking might be disagreeing with that.
I think he would still agree.
So, how about you?
Well, I'm the one for the love. Get a rosebud while you may, man. I think true love is the hardest thing to discover. And a strong, sincere love, like you said, could be a pillar for life. Like those 20 years standing by Stephen for Jay. Though she left him at last, she's still the biggest help for him over the years that lost.
Okay, thank you guys for sharing. I guess what I'm trying to say here is that most of the time we can obtain everything in our lives at once, but there's a time when you go for certain things. Like when we're young, we have the stress of creating a career for ourselves, but it's the hardest finding the one who will go through the rest of the journey with you. And when we are older, we try our best to gain a good support for our family, so we find the best job we can do. And when we are really old, we keep as healthy as possible just to be with them more.
Well, if you put it like that, it really fits many of us. Although Stephen Hawking lost his well-being at his prime, how sad.
His flesh may be strange, but his mind is more free than anyone, right? That's why he's the closest one pursuing the theory of everything.
Yeah, he is.
Okay, so that brings us to the end of today's TikTok talk, and Gramophone will be served in a minute. This is Vino.
And this is Gabriella.
I am Leon.
Bye.
Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, my dear listeners. Thank you for your attendance. This is Gramophone, your music paradise. And I'm Clement. The Theory of Everything is a 2014 British biographical romantic drama film directed by James Marsh. The film was inspired by the memoir Travelling to Infinity, My Life with Stephen by Jane Wilde Hawking, which deals with her relationship with her ex-husband, theoretical physicist Stephen Hawking. He's diagnosed amyotrophic lateral sclerosis and his success in physics. And this film has definitely become a hit movie since it's won great success in all sorts of awards in 2014. Beyond its excellent performances by Eddie Redmayne as Hawking and Felicity Jones as his first wife Jane, a major reason why Theory thinks the body electric is due to its rhythmic, sparkling but no less serious score that brings affecting humanity to the story, as well as a cosmos-spanning sense of discovery that can improbably leap from a world of debilitation. The original soundtrack of The Theory of Everything collects 27 songs, all composed by Johan Johansson, an Icelandic composer, and it's worth mentioning that it won the Best Original Score at a Golden Globe Award, and it was nominated Oscar Best Score. Okay, let's enjoy the first song picked up from The Theory of Everything, Domestic Pressure. Thank you. elastic pressure appeared after Hawking accomplished his Hawking radiation speech. He was enjoying his time with his friend. The next day, he was equipped with a more convenient electric wheelchair. The tune, as we can hear, it is flowing quite rhythmically. We can easily imagine how delighted the characters are. However, it's not always just light and delightful. It simultaneously brings us a bit of stressful. Jane started to feel assisting with both Hawking and the children is beyond her ability. She needs help, so she invites Oh. No more spoil. The name of the next song is the same as the movies. Let's enjoy A Theory of Everything. Rhythm and it fits into the movie perfectly. When you close your eyes, you can associate the scene, the story, and the character's emotion just according to this rhythm. At last, I strongly and sincerely recommend you this original soundtrack. It's been my favorite these days. I believe it will bring you comfort and inspiration. Some people say a good soundtrack can represent a movie's soul. Now, I can't agree more with it. The clock is ticking again. It's time to say goodbye. Thank you for your company. See you next week at the same time. This is all for today's Action Frames from Radio CUC English. Bye.
Cast for today. Producer:
Hua Ainong, Fino.
Anchor:
Xie Hongzhou, Clement.
Zhang Ran, Trista.
Journalist:
Chang Shiwen, Gabriella.
Chen Buli, Charles.
Lao Yiqi, Chloe.
Wang Ziyuan, Maggie.
熊浩洋 Sean
钟威阳 Leon
李克贤 James
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听